Bonobos.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Thursday. How are we doing?
Oh, he's back.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Yeah. Thanks. I was only gone for an hour and a half.
I know, but
yeah. Still.
You know, questioning whether you'd be here today. You were really, really...
really ill.
Well, I could have had today off, I think, because yeah. I still am in a little bit of pain, but...
Yeah.
You're a trooper.
Oh, we're glad you're here, though.
You're a team player.
Well, see, the trick is, right...
Okay, here we go.
If you come to work for like half your shift, I'm pretty sure you don't have to like take a sick day.
Ah,
there you go.
So again, at 7:30 today, you'll be...
gotta go, guys. See ya.
we're glad you're back. We're glad you're back.
I was so crook yesterday. Yeah. I got home because I ate that crook chicken the night before. So initially I thought food poisoning, which I think it was in the end. Did the COVID test, did the old rat, negative. Because all of my like joints started hurting.
Oh.
Like in my fingers. I got an insight what it was like to be an 85-year-old man for a second.
How did you find it?
I crawled into the shower yesterday and just sat under the hot water. Yeah, it's the only relief. Anyway, I'm better. I'm not better, but I'm...
You're getting there.
I'm good. Better enough to be here.
How are you guys? Thank you. Went to the gym yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I actually really enjoyed it, which is a real surprise.
Why'd you enjoy it?
Because, like, it's such a nice gym.
It is very
nice.
It
is really, really cool. Everything they had was just... Yeah, it was really, really cool.
EMF, right. Whenever you work out there, I feel like... I don't want to dirty the place with my, like, sweat and vomit.
Because it's so clean.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful.
Very stylish place.
Are you going back today, Creeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back today as
Did
well.
Did you go, Creeper, yesterday?
Yeah. I went in first, though, because I had a lot on. I just did half an hour quickly and then kept moving with my day.
When I got there, he was leaving and he was, like, dripping with sweat.
Yeah. You know the altitude room?
Yeah.
It really is harder. Like, I thought, how hard could it be? You're riding a bike a bit higher up on a mountain. No, it's definitely harder.
Yeah.
Like, you run out of like, air quicker. You can really feel it. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah, let's check it out.
So, our whole team, as of today, are gym junkies.
Wow.
Except me.
Yay! Jess is so happy.
Couldn't be happier. We're not F45ing it, though. That's way too hard.
I'm easing my way into it.
You can keep that.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
She sounds so happy with herself.
like you had something to do with it.
She's like, I have converted them.
It's my influence
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Hardcore gym people are like Jehovah's Witnesses, you know?
They're really trying
to get you in on their way of life.
I have them knocking at my door, just telling me about it.
Like, we hide.
Yeah.
Lads versus Lasses is up next.
The lads are in front.
Yep.
Congratulations, guys. You're on 28, Lasses on 27. We do have a double pass for Jessica Mowboy up for grabs. The Boss Lady Tour on April 1st, so that's tomorrow, at Civic Theatre. Tickets still available at jessicamowboy.com.au. If you want to play to get a point for your team and the tickets, we need one guy, one girl right now. 13, 10 and 9.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
What a week the lads have had. You guys are absolutely smashing it. 28 to the Lasses, 27. I think we still need a Lass as well. On 13, 10 and 9 for a double pass to Jess Mowboy, the Boss Lady Tour on April 1st at Civic Theatre. Tickets still available at jessicamowboy.com.au, but you can win them right now.
Free Jess Mowboy tickets.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want
tomorrow
that?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Civic Theatre, how good?
Oh, it would be great. Let's meet Trev. He's a truckie, of course, and potentially, he's having a great day. Good morning, Trev. How you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, doing well. Now, I hear the roads are pretty crazy out there. What have you seen? What wild situations have you seen this morning?
Mate, from Sydney up to here, people just aren't driving to the conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down in the wet.
You've got to slow down. Got to be careful out there.
That's it, my man.
Okay. Well,
are you driving a truck whilst playing a radio quiz game, Trev?
Would I do a crazy thing like that?
Let's get into your questions, shall we? All right, here we go. Number one for you. Get the London look. Is it the tagline from which makeup brand?
L'Oreal.
Oh, no, it's Rimmel. Good guess. All right, number two. This one's multiple choice. In women's clothing, a US size 6 is the equivalent to which Australian size? Is it 4, size 8, or size 12?
8.
That is correct. Well done. All right, number three. What colour is a canary diamond?
Canary, I'm going
to
say yellow.
Yeah, you got it. 2 out of 3.
How good.
Absolutely smashing it.
Solid work, Trev. We've got 10 seconds on the clock right now. We still need a last. If you don't call, Trev wins the Jessica Malboy tickets. Let's start it
and now. We get a free point, which is the main thing.
I don't care about the tickets. I care about the point. Come on, ladies.
6, 5.
No, there we go.
I was hoping for an easy win.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I need 2 points at least for a coin toss, so you've still got a good chance.
Yeah, absolutely
Carla,
right.
Carla, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Carla, we need all 3 right for an instant win this morning. 2 for a coin toss. Here we go. Question number 1. What is Loctite used for?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
You buy it at Bunnings. A lot of builders use it.
Yeah, all the time.
Nah. The clue is in the name. Loctite.
What's it called?
Loctite.
Is it for a lock?
Nah.
you tried.
It's like a glue that locks screws in position. Question number 2. What shape is the blade of a tenon hand saw?
Tenon.
Triangle?
No. You tried, Carla.
It's rectangular.
Thanks,
lads win.
lads.
Trev, you're off to Jess Malboy.
Guys, I'm going to ask you the favour.
Yeah?
I want the point, but can you give the tickets to the lovely lady, please?
Oh, yes.
Look at this chivalry. I can't say that word. Chivalry is
Carla.
You're
I'm
off to
do that to him.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Well, I'll just keep him. Easy. Thank you.
Oh, so nobody wants to Jesse Malboy tickets?
Nah.
I mean, I'll take him if he doesn't want
him,
but I was
going to
give him to him.
Oh, look at this. It was being so nice.
I thought Jessica Malboy was popular.
You know what? You know what, guys? Malboy. Maddie wants to go, actually.
No, that one, they won't allow that.
Oh, okay. No,
unfortunately.
I tried for you, man.
You tried. Thanks.
It's all good.
He's got the point. That's the main thing.
Yep, that is the main thing. Who knew she was that popular?
Yeah.
Look.
There's going to be a lot of empty seats tomorrow.
No. You know what it is? Those guys must just be busy.
Yeah,
that's what it
absolutely.
Is. Both of them got something
busy lives. Busy lives.
100%. Hey, we've got to talk about the restaurant Grilled. Now, great burgers. Everyone would have tried a grilled burger at some point along the journey.
Great chips. Grilled have the best chips.
Very good, right?
Yeah.
They did an experiment where they opened up vegetarian-owned restaurants. Now, some would say ballsy move for a burger restaurant. Hasn't gone to plan. They're all shut already.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, so Grill did this experiment with their, like, what they call impossible line of burgers, which is basically a kind of, like, vegetarian option that dresses up as kind of looking meat. Like meat.
Yeah.
So they opened a couple of restaurants in Sydney which only sold that. They thought maybe we can sort of get these, like, vegetarian burger restaurants up and running.
So were they trying to trick people into trying the meat-free ones, or did people know that it was meat-free?
Oh, they knew it was meat-free, but it was like, I don't know, the marketing and stuff makes it look a bit like it could be just a normal burger restaurant when you go in. 21 days it lasted.
Just no customers.
Less than a month.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, look, the majority of people still eat meat.
That's right.
I mean, just incorporated into your menu.
Well, that's what I thought, but they're obviously trying to create this buzz around having these stores, yeah. You know, and how good is this option? They must think it's that good that it tastes like a real burger, and maybe it does, but the general public just isn't there yet.
If people want specific, like, vegan or vegetarian foods, there are restaurants that cater to that.
Heaps
and they go to those restaurants. They're not going to Grilled for that.
I think you're right. Like, they probably should have just come up with a different brand.
Yeah, I think
so. If they wanted to launch that sort of thing and try and grow that from the start rather than just using what is primarily a meat-based brand.
Because
like, a Grilled is known for meat.
Well, that's the thing. If you are specifically vegan or vegetarian for the pure fact of cruelty to animals, you're not going to go support a business that's offshoot is cruelty to animals.
Or the main shoot,
yeah,
rather.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just has a little offshoot, which is, stop in it.
When you think of the word grill, what's the first word that comes to mind?
Meat. I mean, I feel like we're playing 100K wordplay here. A really easy version, because no one would guess anything else.
There's actually a place I want to try.
Yeah.
In Hamilton.
Yeah.
It's called Veggio's.
Yeah.
I've driven
vegetarian
past, yeah.
takeaway food. It looks so good, and it's always so busy. So there is a market in there.
100%.
But like, just come up with your own brand, different brand, I think.
Well, they've actually opened a second one in Charlestown.
Really?
Yeah, on Pacific Highway.
Good old Grilled.
Yeah. No, Grilled or Veggio's?
Veggio's. Veggio's. No. I wouldn't mind trying the vegetarian stuff from Grilled, but I'm not going to go to a specific restaurant for it.
In fact, like, it feels weird.
Eat the meat. Yeah. Who cares? Why would you have it like a subpar version of a burger? Just like,
it'd be
interesting to
see what it tastes like just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, fake meat is the future. There's no doubt. Because it'll be cheaper to make. But there'll always be a place for the
real
stuff.
They've made some really bad decisions lately. Grilled, like that Batman promotion.
Yeah.
Where you had to go in and say, I'm Batman, to get some free food.
Small chips.
Small chips.
Tiny chips. You'll have none of that, thanks.
Oh, their marketing department, they're
gone.
Not great.
Somebody's getting fired.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
Together.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
So, as we were saying earlier on in the show, I had food poisoning yesterday, which was the first legitimate time I've had it in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because
I've used it as an excuse to get out of work many times, but yesterday was the first legitimate time.
It's not something you can really prove.
It's very different as well to just a stomach ache or feeling a bit ill.
Yeah.
It's a real full-on experience.
Well, it really overtakes your whole body.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to crawl to the shower yesterday. I was so sick. $8.40 Lilydale discounted hot chook from Coles at Market Town had got me. I thought, wow, what a bargain.
Okay, can I ask?
The cheap hot chook.
Because the Lilydale one, that's the more expensive one. Does it taste any different to a normal one?
Well,
I'm
never going
to
eat it.
I know, hot chook again.
No, it tastes worse, but maybe that's because it was off.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, it was just a whole thing. Crevo, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you told me quite a full-on story before the show started today. Your great-grandmother actually died from food poisoning.
Yep. She was old, and she ate some food from an establishment. This is in Sydney. And passed away.
Oh, that's...
She was old. She was really old.
Sorry to hear
still.
That, but that blows my mind.
Yeah, it's before I was born, so I've only heard the story.
Okay.
But, yeah, crazy.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
What I thought I'd do next, I want to open up the lines, 131009. Your dramatic food poisoning stories. What was it? Where did it happen? I'm talking the dirty servo pies.
Yeah.
Oh, could be a candidate, although those are, like, cooked for so long. Maybe not.
The old fish and chips, you know, that sit in the window that were there for ages.
Yeah.
In the Bay Marie.
The off milk.
Well, there's a certain place near the train, Central Station.
Yeah.
On the side alley there, they've got all those little food stalls.
Yeah.
We used to nickname it Salmonella Steve because I swear to God, every time you had something from there,
you just feel crook,
you got
right?
sick.
Salmonella Steve. Oh, you've gone to Salmonella Steve's, have you?
And the worst part is, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're the only place that's open.
Yeah,
so if you're catching
a
train back from Sydney, you want something to eat before you get on the train, you risk it and you go to Salmonella Steve.
That's funny.
Your food poisoning stories. What did you eat? What happened? 13 10 09. We have a double pass to Jessica Mowboy to give away for the best call of this morning. The most disgusting.
Yeah, that's right. The better the story, the more disgusting it is, really, with this one.
The Novos.
We're talking your food poisoning stories on 13 10 09. Yeah, yesterday morning around this time, I was curled up on the floor in the studio, under the desk here.
Not looking good.
Very dramatic.
Trying to find your Panadol, trying to find you a pillow at least to lie on.
And you're just like laying there.
I've got to say,
not in a good position.
Not so much you, Meg, but with Crevo in particular. I always think you think I'm overreacting when I feel sick.
Yeah.
Did you think that yesterday?
Of course.
You made it a few, like, pussy, it's just a tummy ache jokes.
Wow, I made one.
Yeah.
I made one because... yeah, you said, oh, I could go to the hospital. I said, they'll put you at the back of the line.
Nobody believes a sore tummy.
No.
Is it,
okay, well, to be fair, you did earlier in the show say this was the first time you've had it. And in the past, you may have used that as an excuse.
And do you know what else I heard on the way in this morning on the repeat show?
What did you hear?
5:30, Krieger. Maddie's gone home from an alleged hot chook incident.
Wow, it was. I didn't want to...
Well, look, there had been no trial conducted, so we had to...
And we didn't know what food had been the actual, the real reasoning.
Does happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt.
I was not well yesterday. I wanted to open up the lines, though, and just find out other people's experiences with food poisoning, because, you know, it does happen.
It's full on.
Let's go to Jake. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How's yourself?
Good, good, good. Your food poisoning experience.
So it was me and my partner. Late in the afternoon, we went and got a bit of Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
And just got a little 6-pack of wings, and that night I ended up being quite sick. And then next morning, she woke up stewing as well, and both ended up in hospital at Belmont for pretty much a day.
Oh, wow.
Explain to us, Jake, the symptoms you went through, because I want to compare them to mine, because mine was chicken as well.
So mine wasn't too bad. I kind of woke up during the night and was just profusely spewing everywhere.
Yeah.
And just like all kind of hot and sweaty, and I don't know, felt like I was shaking to the toilet every time.
Yeah.
My partner had only recently started dating, so we were at my grandparents' house, and she was...
Sexy.
And so she was, like, you know, anxiety, not wanting to be embarrassed in front of them. She was the same thing, kind of all hot and sweaty, just constantly wanting Panadol and trying to
clean the
toilet sneakily without being noticed and make it sound like it was me.
Of all the foods to have to, like, say goodbye to for a period of time, the Dirty Bird, how long did it take before you went back?
Between us, for myself, probably a week.
Oh.
Can't keep away from Dirty Bird. Jake.
My partner was a couple of months, but I'm not
going
to say no to a zinger.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
you can't.
Who is?
You can't. You can't say, you never say no
after
to a zinger.
After a night out, a zinger. Number
one.
That's what you need.
Thanks, Jake.
Let's go to Kathy. Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, give us your food poisoning story, babe.
So I used to sing in a duo.
Yeah.
And basically, I was heading from Newcastle to Gunnedah, and I stopped at Tamworth. And I actually asked for a chicken and avocado sandwich.
Yeah.
I thought when I started to eat it, it was tuna and avocado. So I thought, oh, hang on, they've given me something wrong. So I ate it. By the time I got to Gunnedah, we set up, and every single break that we had, I'd sing for 45 minutes, and then in the 15-minute break, I'd be throwing up into the toilet.
Oh my God.
And you kept on going.
How long was your set for? Like, all up?
So there was 4 45-minute sets.
Then,
basically, after the third set, the licensee said, you don't have to continue if you don't want to. I said, no, I'm going to finish. And then the next morning, I was in hospital at Gunnedah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kathy.
And you've never gone to Tamworth ever again.
Only for gigs, but not
only for gigs.
That's terrible.
Not eating the food there ever.
I feel like never. Fish would be the worst type of food poisoning. Tuna. Yeah. Yuck.
Yuck. No, thank you.
Well, it was actually chicken.
Oh, but it tasted like tuna. Fishy.
That's just wrong.
No, thanks, Kathy. You're in the draw for the Jess Malboy tickets. One more, Tammy. Yeah. Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Basically, me and my partner had only just got together. I was, we'd been together for about a year. I was pregnant and cooked this beautiful seafood meal, not realising he doesn't actually eat seafood.
Yes.
The pair of us had dinner. Not long before bed, I had started to feel sick. Long story short, I woke up in the middle of the night and, had an accident. And in the middle of stomach cramps, my waters broke.
Oh,
my what? God. Oh, so God. You had, at the same time, food poisoning and upcoming birth.
And gave birth.
Well, I ended up in hospital. Being so early, I couldn't have the baby at the John Hunter. They flew us to Canberra.
Yeah.
So I'm sick and have these gastric kind of issues up in a plane.
Oh,
the way to Canberra.
Oh, Tammy.
It was the worst situation, sitting there with my partner and these nurses and... Can't just open the window, can you?
No.
Tammy, I just want to give you a big hug.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
How long ago was this?
It was actually... He just turned
18. Oh. Never forget.
Never forget.
Still imprinted in your mind. Oh, Tammy, you poor bugger. Wow. I'll tell you what. I think you deserve the ticket.
I think so.
I think so.
Tammy gets
it. Boy.
You know what? Now, yours seems very mild now compared to that.
You didn't have to go to Canberra
in a
plane.
You have to go to Canberra in and give birth at the same time.
It's really something else, isn't it?
Oh, wow. My God.
That's extraordinary.
Wow. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Top that, friend.
I'll try. Machine Gun Kelly has opened up about his ayahuasca journey over in Peru. Ooh. Also, to a big announcement from Bruce Willis. I don't know if you've seen this, but he's going to be quitting acting.
Wow.
People are shocked. Jeez. I'll tell you why.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Really sad news coming out of Hollywood. Bruce Willis quitting acting.
Yeah, so his family, inclusive of Demi Moore, she spearheaded this, have announced over the last 24 hours that he's been diagnosed with a condition called aphasia. I hope I'm saying that correctly. But basically, it's just an illness that affects your ability to speak, write, and understand language. Both verbal and written. So he's going to be stepping away from acting, of course, to just focus on staying well and spend time with his family. They've thanked his amazing supporters and they added that stepping away from his career is going to be hard because it's meant so much to him over the years. I mean, this is a career that's decades long.
Yeah.
What a poor bugger. Oh.
You know, people like that that have done so much in their career and, you know, very well celebrated, it becomes part of their identity.
It's hard to stop.
It is.
Yeah.
Can I just say, it's such a weird time right now, and I think it's, like, heightened by all of the COVID and we've got war going on, but seeing these big, like, iconic people that we've grown up with, things happening to them, their health, their aging. I mean, Betty White passed away. We had Shane Warne. Bruce.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a very strange time. It really just reminds you that life is not permanent, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives you, like, a bit of reality check seeing this stuff happen.
Oh, for sure. Like, obviously makes you take stock of, you know, what you've got.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you're so right. Watching the Warney farewell last night, it's very surreal because I do remember a lot of, you know, those big moments of him in the cricket growing up and it's like, man, he's gone.
And when you see it happen to celebrities,
it's a good marker, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's just human. But hopefully he does all right. I mean, I'm not sure what this condition's prognosis is in terms of, like, how you go forward, but It's good, focusing on his family. Machine Gun Kelly, also focusing on his family. Have you heard the rumours that Megan Fox is pregnant?
No. No,
apparently. But this kind of dispels, I guess for now, they went over to Peru and did ayahuasca. Have you ever heard of that?
Is that, that sort of thing where you, it's a kind of a substance you take.
Yeah, it's like a tea.
A tea to try and reach your inner thoughts or deepest thoughts
or
something.
So what it is it's a tea made from sap from a tree, and it releases the hormone or whatever the hormone maybe, I guess, that releases in your brain when you pass away. So they say that it makes you see your entire life, like you live your entire life in those moments that you have the tea, and this was his experience.
I was the last person to go up and take it, and I remember watching everybody go up and take theirs. They had one cup, and they get to me, and the shaman says something to the translator, and the translator goes, she says, you have a big shadow of darkness behind you. You need more. And everyone in the circle was just looking when they gave me more of the cups, because they all just did one, and I was just like, I did like four. On the third night, I remember the shaman, he had like a bottle of tobacco water, and he did this thing where he went... And I saw, like, gray, like, it looked like sand coming from my body, and I watched it go...
So he got rid of all these demons. He said it's the best thing he's ever done. And a lot of people say it's the best thing they've ever done. Very eye-opening.
It's isn't it called DMT? That's what it is. So it's found it, like, plants and stuff, but it's very full-on.
And like, it makes you...
I've heard.
Yeah, you think food poisoning was bad, Matthew. Apparently it makes you so... violently ill, and it can last up to 48 hours, and you have to be like monitored. People say they just like sit over a bucket.
I'd be so scared. See, I watched a documentary on this, and it doesn't seem, it's obviously not regulated. There's no medical staff at these camps where they go to, and they all just sit around and they're all holding hands, and they all just go through this, you know, 12-hour experience of this full on psychedelic
situation. Not for me, thanks.
It just creeps me out sometimes. The whole the drinking the blood, the thorns on the ring. What's going on with this guy?
He's just an interesting person.
He's interesting. We'll leave it at that. Interesting.
Some artistic people work on their own bandwidth.
You love it, Meg.
I think it's weird.
MGK, emo, bit different, you know. You wouldn't say
that
no.
That different, but that's a little bit too next level for me.
Yeah, not for you then, me. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Getting $100,000 could be so easy, almost a baby could do it. We're doing 100K wordplay up next. 13-10-09, we need a contestant. It's all thanks to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is exciting, guys.
I'm stuck on the even a baby could do it. You really hope that's their first word.
Imagine that.
Is the response to this particular question.
Imagine that. Yeah. They get it.
They get it, and then they make you $100,000 richer. Because they're under the age of 18, so the money has to go to you.
Yeah.
Your bird says words.
Yes,
they are. Asshole.
And love you as well. Even a bird could do it then. Oh, that sounds really bad for the people who haven't gotten.
So what would the word be for your bird? This is arsehole.
I don't know.
Heart, love.
Boyfriend. Your word is boyfriend. Arsehole!
No, it's when she sees me. So it'd be Meg.
Your word is Meg. God,
asshole!
Oh, my 13-10-09, if you want to play New FM's 100K wordplay, we are doing it in minutes.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre, Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, what a thrill. Imagine that, 100K dropping into the bank account. Amazing. Could be happening. Let's try and get someone closer right now.
Yeah, let's go to Nikki in Warners Bay. Good morning.
Hey there, how you going?
Doing really, really well. What are you doing with 100K, babe?
Ooh, I reckon I'd have to take an amazing holiday.
Yeah, so where's the amazing holiday destination?
Oh, anywhere and everywhere because I've...
You got 100K, you can go anywhere.
That's what I mean. I think around the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First class flights, everything, five-star hotel.
Question, Nikki, would you quit your job or take maybe 3 months off work if you won the money?
I'd probably take 3 months off work.
Yeah, it's not like quit your job.
It's not retirement money.
No.
Unless
you're like 65. Yeah. It's not retirement money.
Even $1 million isn't like that.
No.
Needs to be 3 months off work sounds pretty good to me.
Travel yes, the world. Please.
All right, let's hear Nikki's word today, mate.
All right, Nikki, your word for this morning is bow.
Hair.
Hair bow. Okay.
All right, let's see.
Locking in hair.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay, let's flash.
Who do you want to hear from first, Nikki?
I'll go Credo.
Okay.
Tie.
Bow tie. Clever.
Not it, though.
Let's go me next. Ribbon.
No. Oh.
One chance left.
Right.
I'm not feeling very confident.
I'm sorry.
Don't reveal it before I've played it, Meg.
Well,
jeez.
I've forgotten what I've said. Shoelace.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Nikki. Plenty more chances, though.
Hey, you're still a winner. You got a free two-week trial at EMF Fitness Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Instant winner right there. Another one, mate.
Yep.
That's what
Thank
we do.
Thank you, Nikki.
Awesome. Hey, up next, there's a really cool thing coming to the Civic Theatre next week. Potted Potter. Have you heard of this?
Oh, this is
cool. Really, really cool. The unauthorized Harry experience, a parody by Dan and Jeff.
So, don't they, like, condense all 7 books into one stage show?
Yeah, 7 books into 70 minutes. Really cool. Dan and Jeff, they're going to join us next.
It sounds chaotic.
It's pretty cool.
It definitely is cool.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Potter Potter, the unofficial Harry experience. These boys are undertaking quite the interesting task, condensing 7 Harry Potter books into 70 minutes on the stage. Dan and Jeff join us now. Morning, boys. Tell us about the show.
Oh, well, basically, so Scott here plays Harry Potter, which leaves me to play all 360 other characters. So I'm doing everyone from Voldemort, or I should say He Who Shall Not Be Named, to Ron Weasley, to we've got a fire-breathing dragon, we've got the basilisk serpent. I mean, it's all in there. It's literally two mates rushing around, trying to get through as quick as they can before immigration realises we're messing around and kicks us back out again.
Lots of wigs, lots of high-pitched voices.
Wigs, hats, we have a live game of Quidditch. Yeah. And we think it's the only place in the world you can come to the theatre and play Quidditch.
Please tell me you're getting, like, lifted up. Like,
oh, of course.
Oh,
oh
good.
The whole audience get lifted up. I mean, we've only had one fatality, but that was a kid in New Zealand, so no one cares.
We certainly don't care. Now, with the Quidditch game... How does anyone find the golden snitch?
The golden snitch appears.
The golden snitch does appear and gets caught and gets taken down hard.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're trying not to give too much away. We're looking at you now and go,
you need to come and see it.
Yeah.
Want to see the snitch.
This show's done really well for you boys, right? So how long have you been doing it for now?
It's, almost 15 years, which, which you wouldn't believe looking at my youthful face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had a lot of work done.
Perfect face for radio, this, so it started off, we were doing, I think it was the book launch at midnight in London, and it was for the 6th book, and they wanted to entertain the queue, and so they got us in. I think down the street there was another bookstore that had owls flying in with the book, and they go, oh, what could compete with owls? Wow. And it was us. The owls, actually, that bookstore's still open, our one isn't. So, you know, it shows. But so we did this, entertained the queues, then took it up to Edinburgh in Scotland for the Edinburgh Festival. And then it went on tour in the UK, it went into the West End, went to America. And then someone said, oh, do you want to go to Australia? I was like, yeah, that'd be great. We're literally just going where we want to go on holiday. So it's lovely.
That is really the life,
isn't it?
It's
really good, yeah.
But you guys were obviously huge Harry Potter fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this it comes from a place of love. And, I mean, I did the gig originally so I could get my hand on the 6th book before the kids, and so I remember there was a little tiny child dressed as Dumbledore, and I pushed them to one side to get to the book. This was like 15 years ago, so this child now is probably very tall and hunting me down.
It is crazy, right? Because I guess it was, you know, just as big at home for you guys, but it really was, thinking back, just like total pandemonium just when these books would come out, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that people were queuing for books, which was new to me.
Absolutely, yeah.
Concert tickets or new games coming out and stuff.
Or movies.
Yeah, exactly. But to have people queuing through the night for a book, I mean, it's brilliant, but it was...
And it hasn't happened since.
No, I mean, it was like Beatlemania for the book world. And I don't know if we'll ever see it again. I mean, kids now don't realise how good they've got it, that they can walk into a store and buy all seven books.
Absolutely.
And we had to wait and then beat people up in a queue at midnight.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Did happen. Tickets are available, civictheatrenewcastle.com.au. Dan and Jeff, Potted Potter. April 8 through 10 at the Civic Theatre. Beautiful venue. Yeah. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for having us.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Yeah. So, Meg, you've recently... joined the single world, and part of being in the single world is online dating.
It is.
Tinder, Poff, Plenty of Fish.
No, I'm probably not going to join any of those. I'll just stick to Tinder for now.
Bumble.
There's another one.
Well,
see, when you run out of swipes on Tinder,
you look around.
You're going to move on to Bumble and Poff.
This is what happened when I did actually run out of swipes on Tinder the other day. You just go, just increase the
distance.
Yeah. So I did.
Bigger area to cover.
But the thing I'm getting offended at, you were watching this after talking to me about Tinder. And I'm a little bit offended that you think this is what I'm going to be like.
You are becoming a little bit Tinder obsessed.
I'm not obsessed.
When I was driving out the other day, I was like, geez, what's Meg still doing in the car there? I just knew.
I was not on Tinder.
Can around the team, have we all witnessed Meg on Tinder, like, obsessively in the last 7 days?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Jess. Back me up, girl.
No need to protect the sisterhood. You've seen it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I want to say you should never give up on love. I think it's great. I want to introduce you to this woman. Her name is Hattie. She's 83 years old from New York City. And she loves Tinder. She's on it all the time. I found this YouTube video the other day. 83 years old.
So what did you type in, old woman on Tinder? How did this come up?
Something along those lines. I'm going to play more of this documentary for you next, but here's a taste of Hattie, 83 years old, her vibe when it comes to picking up men
on
Tinder.
I'm on Tinder to find young lovers. I'm comfortable, not wearing underwear though. We'll meet for a drink. If it seems like it's going to be good, we'll go right up to my apartment.
How are you?
And we make love.
Who knew that 83-year-olds could still do that? Oh. I had no
idea. I've still got 50 years until I hit that.
So she basically looks like your great-grandmother.
Yeah.
In a dress with some lipstick on.
That's quite doing the wild thing on Tinder.
I guess, why not?
It's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You got to find love before you get to this, Meg. This is what I'm trying to say.
The Novos.
We're talking Tinder right now.
I'm on Tinder to find young lovers. I'm comfortable. I'm not wearing underwear, though.
Oh, my God. How is this a thing?
Before the song, I introduced you to 83-year-old Hattie, who loves going on Tinder and picking up young men. Her husband died 20 years ago and she's living her best life. I just wanted to bring this story to the table because, Meg, you have now joined me on the show as the single person.
You're out of place now, Crevo.
You're the token single female. I'm the token single guy now. Crevo and Jackson are the relationship guys. Yeah. And Jess.
Okay, so yeah.
How are you going on Tinder?
I'm doing well.
You're very popular.
Yeah, very.
Can you tell us how many likes you have?
A few.
A few. Okay. So, jump on there.
Hold on.
Be humble. Sit down.
Actual matches who I've matched with.
Meg, you've got over 4,000.
No. I haven't matched with those.
Yeah, but how many
The ones that the mutual matches, 223.
And how many?
And the ones who have liked me, 4,480.
There you go. It's
a lot of guys
are absolutely loving you.
I've seen guys at pubs and clubs who just go, yes, yes, yeah. They don't look. I'm just trying anything.
Maybe that's a few, but most of them are looking at that and going, yes, that's something I want a part of.
Honest to God, only talking to like two people.
If you don't want to be in a relationship and you just want to find men for fun.
Tinder.
Caddy's going to give you some advice now. You can be 83 and still just loving life. She doesn't want commitment.
No.
She's into just finding hot guys to
younger guys.
Home. Here's Hattie.
My name is Hattie, and I'm 83 years old. I think I know more about male's genitalia than any doctor. I may not know more than a gay man, but I do. I know. I know about guys. Yeah.
83.
Now, that little sound at the end there, was that her teeth coming out? Like, would she take
They were falling out, I think. No, they were falling out. Because her gums are so, like, big.
Do you know what that was?
What was that?
It was her doing her stretches.
Oh, her stretches.
Are you serious?
It honestly sounded like she was taking her teeth out.
What do you say? See, I'd be
or
quite
keys
taken
falling onto the table.
I'd be quite taken aback. If I was on Tinder.
Yeah.
And you got super liked.
And you got and super like liked by an 83-year-old man.
83. It's quite a, like, I find that just so fascinating.
But we watched a little bit of this doco the other day, and, like, there were people who were, like, in their 40s who were like, I just want to give it a go. I'm like, really?
I'm just changing my Tinder now.
Oh, to increase your age?
Increasing your age.
What's
80 to 100 plus. Let's see if there's anyone on there.
Is there?
Sugar daddy, come at me.
Is there?
I'm just having a look now.
80 to 100?
Anyone? You're going to have to increase.
Oh, my God, he's scrolling through heaps of people.
Sometimes
you can set your age limit on Tinder and they will give you people younger, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah, because mine's 26. And I keep getting 23-year-olds.
Wow. And you're not
Absolutely
into that?
Absolutely not.
You might be wondering what's on an 83-year-old's Tinder profile. Like, what does one even write?
Hattie, 83. Fascinating older beauty. Is seeking a steady, younger friend, lover for a shared life of adventure and passion. No pro-Trump and no players.
Do you only date younger men?
Well, first of all, most men my age aren't around anymore.
Or they have much younger brides.
Oh, my God.
Look, she's living her best life.
What do you think about it, Kriva?
How absurd. Not for me. So but, hey, good luck to her.
Do you think there's a time in life where you have to cut that stuff off?
No, if you want to do it, go for it. Who am I to stop you?
Can you just imagine being in a nursing home at 83 and all the grandmas are on Tinder?
Well, that's what it'll be like in the future. Oh, you've matched from Dale from Coinda Waters. Jeanette.
Look, I'm hoping.
Guess what I'm saying? Don't become a Tinder monster, Meg.
Jeanette from Swansea Retirement Village.
I love how you're like,
super
likes
you.
You're worried about my well-being when I've been on Tinder for not even 2 weeks. I'm not going to turn into Hattie.
Well, all signs are pointing to Hattie.
That reaction right there. Well, your faith in me, I am disappointed.
Why?
I just came out of a 6-year relationship. I know how to commit.
Yeah,
that's true. You make a great point,
Meg.
Thank you.
God, you're an asshole.
Okay, Hattie, settle down. Hey, guys, we are doing birthday lotto up next.
Oh, we sure are. $625. You could pay for Tinder Premium for ages, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
No, Tinder Premium, like the, is it Diamond or whatever it is?
Yeah, three months.
$65 a month.
Oh, that's 10 months. There you go. That's heaps of time to find love. All you need is a birthday to play. We're looking for people born in December right now. 13-10-09 if you are a December baby.
Okay, we'll take your calls after this.
Here's the Novos.
Hey, guys.
Wow. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, your chance at $625 right now. All you need to do is be born in December for a crack at this. And if your lucky day is pulled out, then, hey, you win the money. Simple as that.
Yeah, we're going to Ashley in Thornton. Single for 7 years. Says she can't do dating apps. Says she's a true romantic. Oh, isn't that beautiful? And does not Tinder and all that kind of stuff doesn't do it for her. Wants to save the cash for IVF. Hey, Ashley.
Morning, guys.
Morning. So you've never tried, like, the online dating thing at all?
No, I just can't bring myself to do it.
I reckon give it a go. Give it a go for a week. See how you go.
Yeah, you and all my girlfriends.
We weed out all the losers and you'll be fine. There's a few of them on there.
I'm sure.
Are you good at finding needles in haystacks, actually? Hey, let's do this for you. Also, how cool. You want to save the cash for IVF. That's great. Are you wanting to start a family by yourself?
Yeah, I am actually. I've got a 7-year-old son.
Oh, how good.
And I raised one by myself.
That's great. Right. Good luck,
I just
Ashley.
I really want that family.
Yeah.
All the best.
All right, we'll get you
good
some.
Good luck.
Fingers crossed we'll get you some cash. All right, Ashley, were you born on the 19th of December?
I can pretend I was.
I can't take that.
No. You really need to be born then.
Sorry, Ash. Thanks, hon. Appreciate it. 7:56. Playing again before 9 o'clock, worth $625. We are playing Celeb or Pleb in the next 15 minutes here on the show. This is where Jackson lines up a person on the phone, anonymous. We ask them a bunch of questions and try and figure out if they are, in fact, a celebrity, a big star, or just a regular person. We'll play after the news at New FM.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Up next, we are playing Celeb or Pleb. We have an anonymous person on hold on the phone right now. Up next, we're going to chat to them, ask them a bunch of questions about their life, and try and figure out around the team if they are a celebrity or a regular person or what we call a pleb.
Yeah.
Something in between, yeah.
We've had a few really good celebrities on so far. Kate DeRouge, we had Ranger Stacey from Totally Wild.
Yeah, never forget Ranger Stacey. No, that was a great day.
That was so good.
A couple of Bachelor contestants.
In there as well.
And a couple of plebs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a leaderboard here on the show. I'm currently second place on 6. Krivo, you're coming last on 4. Meg, the leader, on 7.
The Novos.
Right now.
The
Novos. We are playing Celeb or Pleb. We have an anonymous person on the phone. We've got a bunch of questions we're about to ask them. And we need to figure out if they are, in fact, a celebrity or a regular person slash pleb. Let's get straight into it right now. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love that. That's very showbiz of you.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going well. We're going well. It's very wet here in Newcastle.
Sorry, I'm trying to suss the voice out.
Yeah, I know.
I recognize it.
Oh, okay.
I don't recognize it.
No.
Oh, it takes us a couple of times. Okay, Anonymous, we've got some questions for you. We're going to run through them and try and figure out who you are. Question number one is, when did you last eat out at a fancy restaurant?
Last Thursday night.
Delicious. Where did you go?
Chin Chin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
I
went to Chin Chin, Meg and I, last week as well. Yeah. Beautiful restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
up
there.
Oh.
So you have two celebrities in this room who went to Chin Chin.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Just putting that out there.
All right. Next question. Do you own any diamonds?
A shitload.
Wow. I love the honesty.
Okay. And what's your go-to gift for a friend's birthday? Like, oh, I've got to go to a friend's birthday.
Last-minute invite.
Got to grab him something.
Probably jewellery, chocolate, and maybe champagne.
Depends how good a friend they are.
Yeah.
What brand of champagne do you think you would buy?
I don't really know alcohol too much, so, like, whatever.
Yeah. Your Yellow Glen Pink, beautiful.
Two for 20 at Liquorland.
Let's
be a bit fancy.
Let's go with, what phone do you own?
I have iPhone 11 Max.
11 Max, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you fly economy, business, or first class?
Economy.
Okay. And how much is a 2-litre bottle of milk at Woolies or Coles?
Probably around $3.50, roughly.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, depending on the milk.
Yeah, that's right.
It does depend on the milk.
Could be oat milk or something.
But that in itself is telling, right? Because if you buy like a fancy milk, it's gonna. This anonymous would have said more. I think.
Yeah, I don't think much about it. I just grab.
You just grab it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Look, from all accounts, she's got to be a celebrity.
You know what? I'm gonna go pleb.
Same. I'm saying pleb as well.
I'm locking in celebrity. These two are locking in pleb. Anonymous, are you a celeb or a pleb?
I wouldn't call myself a celebrity, but I was on reality TV twice in a row. So,
who is it?
Lizzie from Married at First Sight.
Who, sorry?
Lizzie from
Married at First Sight. Oh, my God, Lizzie. You're a local celeb for sure.
I'm
definitely not a celebrity, but, you know.
How have you been, Lizzie? What's going on?
I've been very well. I just keep under the radar now. Yeah, but very well. Like, really, really good.
So what are you doing with yourself at the moment?
I'm nesting. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, so I just moved in with my partner around Christmas, and I'm just, like, planning for that stage of my life. So
that's beautiful.
Are you living in Sydney now? You're out of Newey?
No, so I'm actually... I feel like I shouldn't really say, but I'm on the... I'm in Central Coast now.
Oh, nice.
Sunny Coast is good.
Nice in between there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lizzie, what did you think of all of this maths drama? Are you just, like, shaking your head whenever you...
I did not watch it.
Too much.
Smart.
Yeah, I kind of only ever watched when I was on, and then other than that, I'm like, please, the association, I'm not...
Who needs maths drama in your life? You know,
absolutely like right.
Love our own drama.
You've lived enough of it. You know, for a lifetime.
Oh, Lizzie, I hope you're well. Thanks. Thanks for coming on, Lizzie. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're an absolute gem.
Oh, see you later. Oh, I love
her. She's beautiful.
She's always so great, Lizzie.
I know. What a legend.
I love her answer. Shit tons of diamonds.
I want to be like good. Lizzie.
Oh, although. She did say, I'm not really a celebrity, but when we asked where she lived, she was like, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, that's a celeb. You win that point for sure.
Nah, she's great. Love her.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Ashley Tisdale. Do you remember her from High School Musical?
See, I never watched High School Musical, but I know the name.
Okay, same.
She's gone to great lengths to spruce up her house for Architectural Digest. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't look at celebrity homes and think, damn, they're amazing. Also to Amy Schumer. I almost said Amy Shark. She didn't host the Oscars. No, she didn't. she's hit back at people who have criticised one of the jokes that she made about Kirsten Dunst.
Okay. I don't even know what she... I didn't even watch the Oscars.
I'll play it for you.
Cool, thank you.
Comedians should just now stop hosting award shows because they can't say anything.
I know.
Yeah. The Novos.
Cameron, just stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson, I feel like we're going to be talking about the Oscars for like the next 2 months.
Yeah, because a lot happens a lot unfolds, but I've banned one person from the show, so no stress.
Thank you.
It's not about them.
He who must not be named.
Let's talk about Amy Schumer because she did host and she's getting a bit of backlash online. She's responded to it. Now, there was a stunt that they did with Kirsten Dunst, right? Yeah. And it was all about seat fillers where she actually removed Kirsten from her chair.
So what the seat fillers do, I hear you seat fillers, I'll just explain what you do. So when you get up to go to the bathroom or if you're going to cry because you didn't win, actually, you know what? Let me just show you what the seat fillers do. Okay, here's a seat filler. Can we get you up, honey? You want to go to the bathroom? Okay. What? Let's just get you. Thank you. Seat fillers. Love them.
You know, that was my wife.
You're married to that seat filler?
So everyone was like, Amy Schumer, you're such a bully. How dare you do this to her on live TV? Amy Schumer had to go to Twitter and say, look, guys, I appreciate the love for Kirsten Dunst, but I love her too. It was choreographed. There was no disrespect to this queen.
To be fair, can I ask, what has Kirsten Dunst done lately? I don't recall anything.
She did Spider-Man. Star in a Lyft ad as well.
A Lyft ad. Okay.
People get out of...
I thought you meant the drink. No. Oh, that Lyft, like the Uber.
People get out of the Uber for her and they say, oh, you're elderly. And then they take a photo with her and then don't care about her day. She just wants to talk to them. But I think that's the last thing I've seen Kirsten Dunst in. Yeah. But she was all for it. I think Amy Schumer did a great job hosting. People are calling her unfunny. online, which is so insulting.
More people say that about female comedians than male comedians. Anytime they do, they just throw it against
them. Prefer a female comedian over a male comedian.
Yeah?
Do they, though?
What?
Do they?
So
do
they're
more criticism?
Yeah, there is. Definitely.
Have a look online. It's pretty brutal.
I mean, Chris Rock got slapped in the face. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
but I'm talking about, like, the general public. Just people just don't like, a lot of people don't like female comedians.
Well, I think people are comfortable with men pointing things out, but when a woman does it, some people get really, angry,
which is
so strange. Like, calm down. Take a Zanny. You know? Anyway, Ashley Tisdale, she opened up her home. I didn't know this, but gone are the days of acting. She's not an actress anymore.
What does she do?
She's got an interior design business.
Oh.
So she invited Architectural Digest into her home, but she says she freaked out. And this is why you never look at celebrity houses and think, oh, my God, they live like that, because they don't. She has a giant bookcase. Apparently, it was very empty.
These bookshelves, I have to be honest, did not have books in it, like, a couple days ago. I had my husband go to a bookstore, and I was like, you need to get 400 books. Obviously, my husband's like, we should be, like, collecting books over time and putting them in the shelves. And I was like, no, not when AD comes.
This seemed a lot better when I
read
it at, like, 5:30 this morning.
It's actually a thing. So, in America, there's this company called Books by the Foot, which you can just buy a bookshelf full of books, because a lot of people don't have books. Mm. And they've got bookcases in their house and they need to fill them up.
During COVID, everyone seemed to do their Zoom interviews in front of a bookcase.
That
was the intention behind that company.
Maybe.
My partner always says that he wants an indoor library.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? We don't have any books and we're not readers. And he's like, it's just the aesthetic, so I can sit in there and drink whiskey. And I'm like, bruh.
Honest to God, like, I think I own maybe 4 books.
Just go to, like, the Salvos and buy those really old encyclopedia sets.
Yeah.
Just buy, like, 40 of them.
Yep, there you go.
That's a possibility. Like, that Books by the Foot thing, they sell the leather-bound ones. It's different pricing. Like, if you want leather books, it costs heaps.
Can I ask, do you sell books in your store?
No, not really, but maybe I should, hearing that. People just want to fill up their...
People just want to fill it up. Maybe they're doing an open house.
Here's some beautiful books.
But don't you hate the smell of old books, though?
That's why I don't like the smell of libraries.
Doesn't bother
me. Like, musky.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
I hate the smell of libraries.
I love the smell of new books, but not...
Yeah.
Also, libraries are so unhygienic. Do you know how many people take that book home and then you go and swipe it out? You have no idea what's on the pages.
True. When was the last time either of us checked a book out of a library?
Years.
I'd say, like, 2005, maybe.
Long time ago.
I like going to look at the library and then getting 20 books, an excessive amount that I know I'll never read.
And never reading any.
And then I'll lose
a
couple and have to pay
the fines.
Library fines, that was a joke.
Well,
I remember getting library fines and I was not allowed to borrow any more books until I paid them. It's like a Video Easy fine.
Video Easy fines used to be expensive.
Didn't get your video back before 6 p.m.
Big deal.
Hell broke loose.
Hey, do you guys remember the band The Wanted?
Yeah.
This song.
Yeah.
One of the guys, Tom Parker, just out this morning. He died.
Yeah. Really sad.
Yeah. So he's been battling brain cancer. The guys have recently reformed.
Yeah.
Really sad.
Really sad. I love
young
this
guy.
Song.
Oh, wasn't it great?
So good. 2012 vibes.
These guys were massive, and then 1D kind of, like, crapped all over their parade. But
really sad for him.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
Young people.
Not good. 8:27. Sorry to end that on the down.
We had that fun book chat and everything.
Book chat, yeah.
It was a great song, though.
People know this band, right?
Yeah.
Do we play them? I don't know.
The Novos. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
With a bit of Ed Sheeran as well.
I love it. I love Khalid.
Yeah, this is one of his better ones, I think.
Yeah, this
it's
is
like mellow.
Collaboration
sound. Yes.
Ed was great on Warning's tribute last night, actually.
Yeah,
fantastic, apparently. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Mary Shackles in there as well. Fresh. Jax Jones as well.
Still love this a lot.
Yeah, great song.
So good.
It's all coming up. Plus, don't forget, you can rate the music now at newfm.com.au. Your chance to win a double pass to check out the Blanc de Blanc Encore when the Spiegel Tent returns to Newcastle Civic Park March 31 today until May 1. You can get your tickets, spiegeltentnewcastle.com.au, newfm.com.au, to rate the music.
Yeah, that's right. Up next, though, talking about how yesterday, well, Meg and I have begun our gym journey to try and become a bit fitter.
You guys are doing everything together now. Like,
I know.
The gym, neighbours. Next door to each other. What's next?
Well, it's a great question.
Secret affair?
Very unlikely. And I don't know. Are you joining us today, Maddie?
I've been sick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not avoiding purpose.
Where's it? You forgot. I'm sick. Sorry.
I won't go today, but I will go tomorrow.
Friday, you'll be there?
I'm not 100% today.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well,
I'm still having static stomach pains.
Yeah, well, that's a really good reason. So, yeah. Look, we're going to talk about next because, Meg, you found a new love, I think.
I did. I'm actually really liking it. Granted, I'm one day in.
The trainer?
No, the circuit training thing.
You're going to enlighten us about this, yeah? Because we went at slightly different times yesterday, but today we're doing it at the same time. So it's going to be good. We'll talk more about it next. Yeah, so Meg and I yesterday went to EMF Fitness Centre at Katara, which was awesome. The Platinum, which was so good.
Downstairs.
You just go to Target, go down the thing. It was cool. Now, Meg, I got there before you, and I had a lot on, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to crack on and just get a workout in, right? And I went into the altitude room.
Yeah.
Now, I just thought, how hard can it be to do a biking thing on a hill? It'd just be the same. Maybe, no, it's a lot harder because, obviously, they suck some of the oxygen out of the air to make your heart go faster and work harder, basically. And it's hard.
It blows my mind, the fact that they can do that.
I know, it's pretty amazing. And some of the equipment in this place is really cool. So let's talk about what you did, because you actually got a training session in, right, with Kyle,
who's so good there, right? So they do this thing called BioCircuit, and they've actually got to set up all the individual machines to your specifications.
Mm.
So when you scan in, when you go there the next time, when you get onto a certain machine, it all adjusts, so to your height and all that kind of stuff.
Mm, very
and
cool.
And then it has, it senses what it should, the weights you should be lifting.
Right.
Based on what you can lift already. And I'm assuming that over time it increases it, as you get fitter.
Oh, of course. As your strength increases.
Yeah, so there's 10.
Of course it knows. It's genius.
It's genius. And there's 10 different machines, and you go around to each one, and then you push the button and you start, and you do maybe a minute or two on each.
Yeah, nice.
I actually really enjoyed it. I was surprised.
I'm going to be joining you with that today.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool. You and I having a go at this.
I feel like if you're walking away from a workout session, and I know that I haven't been yet, and I'm, kicking the boot in without actually going.
Yeah.
If you walk away from a workout going, I really enjoyed that. That was really great. I feel like you haven't worked out.
Yeah, but the thing
I disagree.
Coming from me, who I don't really enjoy the gym because I get very self-conscious at the gym, and I actually enjoy this. It's a really cool space.
Yeah, it's great. Now, Maddie, you said so, probably not today. Tomorrow,
I'll go tomorrow. It's just been one of those weeks.
Yep.
I've had food poisoning. Yep. I felt crap. We've been busy at work. I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah. What about if tomorrow's a bit busy, then will you go Monday?
Crevo, when you've got the body of a Greek Adonis god, come to me and have a go at me.
I'm just checking.
To be fair, when I got there yesterday, because I rocked up as Crevo was leaving, he was dripping in sweat.
Yeah.
He had a really
There's no Adonis god over here, I
Been
will say that.
Been to the gym once, you think they're on the freaking high ground.
Yeah.
we're not. No. But we look forward to doing...
guys. I'll do it myself. Trust me, you guys are total weaklings when it comes to the gym.
I'll
go and do a proper workout.
Yeah, okay. You'll show us how it's done.
Right.
Yeah, all right, Adonis God. I look forward to it.
We'll be working with two Adonis gods in 8 weeks. We're doing an 8-week challenge.
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff. Lucky me.
Week one. Almost done. We've been once. Two of us.
You'll be like Cleopatra, Meg.
Oh, yeah. That's right. For sure.
get around it. Birthday lotto up next. Worth $625 today. All you need is a birthday to play. What month are we looking for?
I've just spun the wheel and it's come up August.
Okay, if you were born in August, our number is 131009. Call now.
The Novos.